I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf and Practice series. Becoming a doctor is a noble endeavor. It's a job. You're able to help people all day long, hopefully heal people. And I was recently discussing with a Kohen who is exploring perhaps becoming a doctor, but there's a tremendous challenge. If a Kohen wishes to become a doctor, he has to go through medical school. And in medical school, it's very challenging to avoid this problem of a Kohen becoming tamei, coming in contact with a dead body. But it's interesting, there was a rabbi in Israel who came with a very innovative and creative solution to this challenge. That he suggested that a Kohen wishes to go to medical school, come in contact with Kam Tamei, he should wear a ring, a metal ring, which had come in contact, which had touched a dead body. The ring would then become Tamei from touching the dead body. He would become Tamei, he would be touching the ring, and then it would be permissible for him to come in contact with another corpse. What's the premise for this argument, for this heter, for this kula? Based on the Gemara in today's daf, Ksachim daf yutest, tells us an idea of cherev harehu kechalol. Cherev, which many Rishonim understand to be referring to a metal kli. It's a discussion, but we could assume that it's a metal kli, and therefore this ring is like a metal kli. Harehu kechalol, it's able to attain the status of tuma like a dead body itself. Therefore, step number one of this rabbi's argument is that this metal ring is able to have the status of an actual dead body. Okay, step number two, this tuma in the ring, it's permissible for a Kohen to become tamei, and therefore this ring became tamei like the corpse itself. Now the Kohen is allowed to wear that ring and become tamei. Step number three, the nature of the prohibition for a Kohen to come in contact with a dead body is not the actual contact, not the physical proximity and touching the dead body, but rather it's the tuma. It's the ritual impurity. It's the fact that the Kohen becomes tamei from the dead body. And that leads us to step four. Once the Kohen is wearing that ring, is currently becoming tamei from the ring which has the status of a dead body, he's allowed to further touch another dead body. And therefore, you're able to resolve the issue of a Kohen becoming tamei through medical school while wearing that ring. Now this kula, this solution, is the consensus of all contemporary poskim is not to assume like this. And one of the reasons, there are multiple reasons, but one of them is that it's this whole four-step process, this argument, is internally contradictory. On one hand, he wants to make this assumption, step number one, that the ring, the cherev, in Lamdus, everyone agrees, like the Gemara says, that it has the status of Tuma, of Avi Avos HaTuma. Cherev HaReu Kechol, it becomes Tamei like a dead body. But the question is how to understand the Lamdus of that. Do we say that the ring actually has the same Tuma as the dead body? It has the status of the dead body? Or it's a new Tuma that has the same level of Tuma like a dead body? He's assuming that no, it actually has the Tuma of the dead body. It was transferred. But then it's very hard to assume, like step two, that it's Mutter for Kohen to become Tamei from that. Especially assuming step number three, that the whole nature of the prohibition is the tuma itself. And therefore, since, again, this is one of the arguments against this solution, that it's internally contradictory, and therefore, as I said, most poskim, nearly all, if not all poskim, reject this creative solution, and therefore we go back to the challenge of, is there a way, and perhaps there isn't, for a Kohen to go to medical school?